Well, this morning, I'm pretty delighted to get to introduce Keith Swift. You've got in your worship guides this morning, in the outline, you got a little bio that Keith wrote about himself. You'll sense, even in the first line, a touch of his sense of humor and that kind of thing. I've known Keith for 15, 16 years, ever since I came to the church as the student ministries pastor, and I have always just had a kin heart for the kind of ministry that Keith and Denise are into, that they have been participating in, and I am just really delighted this morning that as we discuss the partners that we have, and you'll even note there, you know, we have offering envelopes that are in the book racks there, and you might see Keith and Denise Swift, Institute Interglobal. What is that? And why didn't they spell Institute correctly? It's Instituto and Interglobal and that kind of thing. And why is all of that kind of stuff? Well, I want to give you a window. I want Keith to come and give us a picture of what Institute Interglobal or Interglobal Institute or however you want to say it. I want them to give you a picture. And so Keith's invited some people that are key to that ministry to kind of come up and give us a bit of a panel discussion this morning. Would you welcome with me Keith Swift and some of his team from Institute Interglobal?
It is great to be here this morning. It's a real privilege to be able to be here and represent Interglobal. I have with me three of the guys that helped this ministry go forward. This ministry is not about me. This ministry is about reaching into the Latin world, and we do this by way of the Internet. So all over the world, we're able to teach the gospel by the help of these guys. Let me introduce, first of all, Pablo Santomauro. He's our only Latino on this panel from Uruguay. He is an expert in apologetics. He apologizes all over the world. The next guy is Dennis Swick. He is a former missionary to Spain. He and his wife were there for 19 years. And then he was struck down by a tumor in his brain. He had to come back, and he's frozen basically on the half side of his body. And he keeps teaching. And so we're very privileged to have him with us, and we're praying the Lord will continue to keep him in this world. Not the next, yet. And then we have Alan Young. He's the guy that makes the Internet possible for me and all the 18 teachers or so that we do it. Without Alan, I mean, I'd still be plugging away on writing, you know. So that's Alan Young. What we're going to do this morning, we have a PowerPoint. We have a team connected by the Internet all over the Latin world. We mainly do our ministry in Spanish. The objective of the ministry is to train church leaders to be more biblical in their life and in their ministry. So basically, that's what all of you are about, right? Is being more biblical. You look at the spheres of knowledge, we have general revelation that God has given us, and the heavens declare the glory of God, and all the wonders point us to God. And then we have special revelation that was given to us specially through the Bible. That's one of the reasons I'm a believer, is because of the miracle of what the Bible is. Let's keep going through some of these slides. That's where we're at. Next slide. We have students from all over. Next. These are some of the teachers that are teaching with us. Again, these are people that have stepped forward through the Internet into Interglobal. We've trained them how to teach online, and now they're teaching. One example is on the lower right, Griselle Montemayor is in Mexico. She's a licensed, trained counselor, psychiatry expert. And she's co-teaching a class with me on the Internet from Mexico to other people all over the world. We're like in 53 countries worldwide. We even have some in Japan and some islands. I didn't know they spoke Spanish, but they're over there. Next. We're, again, as I said that, next slide. We have two types of classes. One is independent, The other is facilitated. Dennis Swick is one of them, one of the teachers that facilitates online. So it's not just a class you go to and read all this stuff. There's a guy there like Dennis that is helping them answer questions and all of that online. So, guys, what are some of the questions? I wanted to start with Alan because he, I think, is the key to everything that we do. What is it about the Internet that makes it so powerful? I mean, what's so difficult about running a website? I mean, everybody can just get on and do a website, right?
Hi. Well, how long do you want my list to be? The Internet is obviously, you know, as the Scripture says, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And one component of the Internet that we are continually facing is the hacking. Currently, we're running probably 5,000 hacking attempts per hour.
That's guys like from all over the world. A lot of it's over in Hungary, over there in the Eastern Europe.
Russia, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, China, Korea. It comes in from all over.
A few years back, our site, our server that was sitting in his garage was hacked. They came through a software and just destroyed it.
Right. And so we have, we're continually have to be ahead of the game. And when I say that we're running that many hacking attempts per hour, it's probably typical for most websites. You got to have a good firewall and you have to be on top of the game because there are these robots out there that are always trying to get in. And you know, what they don't know about our website is we really don't have any money, so they're not going to get, if they hack in, they're not going to get any credit cards anyway, but that doesn't stop them from trying, and sometimes they just want to bring the site down just to destroy it, so.
Okay, what are some of the skill sets necessary? A lot of this, Alan, by the way, is a volunteer tech guy. Can you believe that? With all the money people can make in the tech field, he is volunteering his time. So I'm just very grateful for what he is able to accomplish. But what are the skill sets that someone needs in order to work with InterGlobal Online?
Well, you would need anybody who knows anything about, do you know the word Linux, any skills on that you might need, PHP, HTML, Flash, all of the typical skills that one would need to build a website. And although it's not 100% necessary, it would be definitely helpful if you knew Spanish because our website is like 95% in Spanish. But that wouldn't stop. I mean, we typically, the coding stuff behind the scenes is language independent, so you wouldn't really need to be a Spanish speaker at all to build the software necessary to run the site.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. The next two guys are our experts in apologetics. What, Alan, Pablo, what is apologetics? What's so important about it?
Well, so there's two questions then. Yes. Apologetics, first I want to apologize for my accent, please. I'm Spanish speaking. He offered me an interpreter. And I said, no, I think I do fine. We got Dennis, he speaks Spanish. Don't understand, you talk to him. My daughter makes fun of me all the time, and I said, no, don't, daddy is not making fun of you. I know you're a smart man, you speak about 3-4 languages. What happens is that you don't speak any of them any good. That's what she said. Okay, but going to the questions here. Apologetics, in a nutshell, is the defense of the Christian faith. We could go a little bit longer saying that apologetics is the field of Christian study that seeks answers, to give answers to the challenges to the Christian faith. Challenges from the cults, from the world religions, from the evolution theory, from humanism, philosophy, secularism, you name it. Anything that seeks to undermine the Christian faith.
And it's basically on the verse that applies to every single one of us that says to be ready to give an answer for your faith. So when some guy rolls up on your skateboard and asks you, why are you going to church? You need to give an answer. Or if he asks, you know, why don't you do this? Why? What kind of an answer do you give him? And these guys are the guys I go to when somebody comes up with something and I'm not sure about it. Or if I don't know a website and I say, is this website okay? I ask Pablo or Dennis, and they say, oh, well, this group here teaches this, and they are really way out of line. And so that's why we need guys like this.
Thank you. So apologetics is not an invention. Nobody woke up one morning and say, let's do apologetics. It comes from the Greek word apologia, and it's used 8 times in the New Testament by Paul and by Peter. And the most famous of the verses is the one he just cited, 1 Peter 3:15. Are we okay on that?
Okay, let me go to Dennis. Dennis teaches from his garage in Orange and reaches all over the world. He couldn't run around the block, but he gets around the world by internet. So I just praise the Lord for the tool that he's given us. As far as teaching online, how different is it? You were a missionary in Spain. On site, how different is it being a teacher online?
We lived in Spain for 19 years, and I taught apologetics at a seminary there in Madrid. And so I have experience in that, and also I'm teaching apologetics online. The difference between one and the other is that when I was teaching in Madrid, I could actually see the people. I could touch them and talk with them and stuff. Online, you can't do that. You can't see them. You don't know where they are at. You have no idea. So that is different. That is different. But the teaching, the material that you offer is the same thing. What you teach in a class when you can see people is the same as when you're teaching it online and they come and look at it.
What I teach in our class, training the trainers, is that basically anything you do in an on-site class, you can do online by just tweaking it, by applying it to your new situation.
That's it. One other thing quickly is regarding the apologetics, defending your faith. I personally believe I was bought with a price. I was bought with a price. Jesus bought me with his blood. And because he bought me with his blood, I need to defend that. I can have all kinds of people come up and ask me about, what do you believe? Why do you believe that way? I've been bought with a price, and therefore I belong to Jesus, and I defend Jesus and what the Bible says.
Okay, let's go into the Latin world situation and back to our guy from Uruguay.
Yeah.
What's so important about learning this in Latin America, and what are some examples of these erroneous beliefs out there?
Yeah, it comes to why is it necessary, right?
Yes, why is this necessary?
Well, let me tell you, so far, the missionary ministries have been in South America for quite a long time now, a few decades, or about a century. And thank God for that. Latin America, Christianity has, someone said that Christianity has grown, expanded in Latin America, like an ocean, but the ocean is only 2 centimeters deep. Why? Because rarely missionary work is accompanied by apologetics, warning people about the false doctrines and the people who preach a false Christ, a false gospel in a false spirit. Let me give you an example that may shock some people. There are cases. We have cases in our ministry. We came out of the Christian Research Institute many years ago. We have our own Spanish ministry. Sometimes the missionary group goes there and plants a church somewhere in the mountains, somewhere in the jungle, trains a pastor, and they leave. A year later, when they come back, they found the pastor teaching Sunday school with the Watchtower magazine. Some other pastors that we of churches that been planted there, they invite the Mormons missionaries to preach on a Sunday. You see, those cults, those false gospels are out there, and their mission field, it's not the people out there, it's us, it's the Christians. When you have a crusade, even here in this country, Luis Palau, Billy Graham, guess who's out there at the exit when the people are exiting? Guess who's out there distributing tracts? The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Boston Church of Christ, and all kinds of weird teachings. So it is necessary these people are sweeping with the Christians that are new or badly discipled. That's why it's necessary. And I think Keith, because in a way he's got a missionary mentality. The heart of the ministry is missionary. And he's taking apologetics with him. Because apologetics does not replace the missionary work. The gospel is first. The gospel of Jesus Christ is first. But it goes hand to hand with apologetics. And we thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. Amen.
So what we've got basically is we're struggling with the whole thing of knowledge in the world. Our salvation is based on knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's why we go out and share the gospel of Christ. Then beyond that, we have the sphere of knowledge that allows us to follow Christ or follow heresies, follow what is truth, or follow our own thinking. And so that's what we're combating on the internet. And even on the internet itself, we have to be very careful what sites we send students to and studying. They'll have Bible in their name even, their URL or whatever, but they're teaching false teachings. So Interglobal is a place where people can go and know that we are teaching the truth. We are teaching the Bible and not our own philosophies. So we are so appreciative of you all here. As a kid, I used to sit in these rows, and my wife came to know the Lord through the ministry of this church. And through your support, your prayers, your friendship, the ministry of Interglobal is able to continue strong. Guys like this, guys like Alan, pray especially for Alan. He right now is very short on work. And if you guys need any technical stuff done at all and you want to give him money for it, see him. Dennis Swick, pray for him. The Lord will keep him healthy. Pray for his family and their financial situation. And pray for Pablo Santomauro. He has a vision for taking CIR, which is the ministry he's involved with, Christian Institute of Research.
In Spanish would be Christian
Institute. In Spanish, ¿cómo se dice?
CIR.
Okay, CIR. He wants to take it into Latin America and start training and spreading that way.
I want to clarify, we have nothing to do at this point with CRI.
Okay.
I leave it at that.
CIR.
Okay, CRI.
So go to our website. You can read more about either one of these three, and continue to pray for us. Continue to support the ministry through your prayers and your giving. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. Let's thank him.